Casting live from an undisclosed location. It's the clandestine transmission here at imaginination.com. With me, L. Kenner. I'm this guy.
It's MIC, top secret.
MIC is always top secret.
Word up. Val Kilmer.
He's also pop secret.
Yo, I've had pop secret. 1,000 years.
Nah. Just some good popcorn. Just put it in the air popper.
Make
it happen.
I told you the last time I had some popcorn. You know what I had some popcorn? When I went to go see the Princess Bride. Because my little friend that came brought 2 giant bags of homemade popcorn. That was excellent.
Popcorn, fantastic snack. Nutritious, high in fiber, low in carbohydrates. That's right.
I can't It's gotta be like good popcorn because it gets stuck in my teeth and like I get yelled at by the dentist. That's the only thing I've ever gotten stuck in there. Kettle corn, popcorn. So I try to like minimize my intake. Unless it's like that good, good soft kind of stuff, like the kernels. I don't know. I've become a popcorn snob in my old age.
Popcorn snobbing. I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know.
It's crazy, crazy talk.
Anyway, you just heard the sounds of S.G. Lewis, a track called No Less, featuring Lewis Manners on the vocals there. Dude from the UK, dropping the smooth, sultry sounds.
Yes, and the smooth, sultry sounds is the buzzword for the entire show this evening.
Word up.
It's a cool fall evening right now as we record this. I don't know what it's going to be like when you're listening to it. But right now, it's a little chilly out.
It's not Netflix and chill.
No.
It's podcast and chill.
Exactly. Which, so that's what we're trying to bring to you right now. Turn the Netflix off. Turn the clandestine transmission on. And then have sexual intercourse.
With yourself or with others.
Exactly. As long as consenting adults are involved, I'll even loosen that just a little bit and say, as long as it can be a consenting adult, it can be a furniture item, it can be a stuffed toy of some kind, whatever it may be, as long as it's one of those things, as long as it's not with your pet or. You know, any other possibly illegal entity of some kind. You know what? Speaking of entities, I'll even put that out there. Ghost. as long as it's the ghost of someone who was of legal age at the time.
Word.
Ghost, demon, succubi.
You can get down. You can get your Patrick Swayze on.
Yes.
Put your hands in the...
And have the time of your life.
I think those might be two different movies. Or maybe they're not.
No, because you know what?
He's dead, I know. He's R.I.P. him.
Because if you have sex with the ghost, you think about it later and you go, oh man, she's like the wind.
She is.
It's true.
Are you trying to say that Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing was in fact a ghost the whole time?
It's possible. Possible. I'd go so far as to say that his character in Donnie Darko was a ghost the whole time. Because that whole movie was just, you know, who knows? Who knows what was real and what wasn't real?
Was it happening? Was it not happening?
It was all a dream. He used to read Word Up magazine.
There's a Biggie Smalls cameo in Donnie Darko. Go check IMDb. It's on there. In the background. Party scenes.
Yeah, hey man, they're all chilling together now. Biggie,
Donnie Darko,
Patrick Swayze,
Frank,
they might be having sex with somebody right now for all we know.
Could be in the afterlife.
Afterlife and chill.
That's what it's about right there. It's the name of our new funeral business. Afterlife and chill. Mortuary.
Dude, if you can't chill in the afterlife, oh man,
that's what gonna suck.
Yes,
if it's a grind and I gotta work and do shit,
that's what I'm saying right now, and I think that's the biggest fear right there.
That makes me want to live forever.
Is
now.
That you don't? Is that even in death, you don't get to take a day off?
there's a limited amount of chilling.
But I suppose if your job is going around having non-corporeal copulation, that's not so bad.
Sure.
If that's your job. But then what are you getting paid? You're getting paid ghost bucks? Ghost bucks for ghost fucks?
I don't know.
That's what's happening? Really?
You have to look into this one.
I don't know.
It is the haunting season.
It's the season, exactly.
So anyone out there knows about the ghost bucks. Hit us up.
You said the ghost busts.
The ghost busts.
That's a whole other thing. That's probably ghost cleavage.
I'm pretty sure there's something on the Netflix right now called Ghost Busts.
Could be.
Some crazy bad B movie.
Could be. Never know. One never knows. On that note, I think we are going to take it back to the music. Keeping it mellow, kind of smooth, but also a little spooky.
Ooh.
Yeah, because up next we got that Howling.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the haunting season.
Sure. Howling at the Moon.
With Stole the Night. Were you howling at the blood moon the other night?
I was trying to get Nino to howl at the moon. It was not working.
I didn't get to see any of that shit. I slept.
Too cloudy?
I slept through all of it because I got to get up for work at 5 it's o'clock true. In the goddamn morning.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. No, I was trying to get Nino to howl, get it on video. Just, I gave up. He's not a howler.
No luck?
No.
No, he just breathes like a pervert.
Yes. There was not even any heavy breathing going on.
Really?
To make it even,
What are you doing?
Creepy. He was just chilling.
He was just chilling?
He did look up. I took a picture of that, so that was good.
He's always noisy.
Yeah.
With the breathing and the...
Except for when he's
and
in...
And the grunt and the grunting.
Except for when he's in ninja mode.
He sounds like a little pig.
He's a little pig.
He's a little pot-belly pig.
He might get a pot-belly pig friend. I should bring one home.
Don't do that. Then you're just going to be cleaning up after a pig all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how well you can house treat a pig.
That's bad news. That's just bad news right there.
A little porky. You help out with the leftovers.
True.
Wouldn't have to put stuff in the trash, just dump it on the floor. Chew up this bok choy. Here's a banana peel. Take that stuff.
It's not a trash compactor, Mike.
Come on, man.
Aw, buddy. We'll return to the music right now. Like I said, Howling Stole the Night is next up on the Clandestine Transmission here at imagination.com.
So Thank you.
on the mic. With Mike.
Hey, get off
and
me.
And me, El Ketter. It's the clandestine transmission. With the sounds of Daze in the background. That's D-A-Z-E. With Compton.
Compton.
Going. Mts, mts, mts. Yeah.
Word 'em up.
Just heard new music. Marabou State. The Clown. Featuring Pedestrian.
Dope. It's good. That's some good.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. That's right up my alley.
Word. Check out their album. It's called Portraits. On Ninja Tune. More of that stuff. More of those sweet sounds. Before that was Joy with About Us. Joy is a 17-year-old young lady.
Really?
Yeah. From the UK. Got a sweet little joint there.
The track is called About Us.
But check her out on SoundCloud. I know she's from Australia. Pardon me, I knew one of those dudes from Australia.
UK, Australia, whatever. It's all part of the British.
It's part of the Empire.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Queen is involved somehow.
Queen?
Yes, with Freddie Mercury. We started the set off with Howling with Stole the Night.
Not Howling at the Moon.
What do you know about Howling?
Absolutely
nothing.
No. They're on Monkey Town Records. The album came out.
Monkey Town?
Earlier this year.
What?
Yeah, it's called Sacred Ground. So check that out.
Won't you take me to Monkey Town?
You go to Monkey Town.
Wow. I don't know. I don't think you want to go to Monkey Town.
Go overseas. Some of those, you know, areas where there's a large monkey population.
Like the,
just running around.
Over there in South Africa where the monkeys take over the town and, like, get in people's cars and stuff.
I saw a movie about that.
India. I know India's got, like, a whole town that's all overrun with monkeys.
Monkey Island.
Well, they got like the Monkey Town, they got the Rat Town,
Bunny Town. Have you seen Bunny Town?
I don't know anything about the Bunny. About
you would
Bunny
be,
Town.
Yeah, Bunny Island. Yeah, Ketter be down for some Bunny Island.
I don't know. I find bunnies slightly frightening. Actually, they're really cute, but they're strange and their behavior is really skittish. It's one of the
they got a high flight response because they're prey.
It's one of the things that I don't like about animals in general. So okay, you own a dog, you own a cat, whatever, right? They're in your house.
You want a bunny? It's in your house.
They're in your house. They're looking at you. Is looking at you. All of a sudden, they just run in the other room.
Ghosts.
Yeah. Because they're crazy. Well, ghosts. We're back to the ghosts.
Yo.
They're like, holy shit, there's some ghosts in the other room having sex?
No, I'm telling you.
I gotta see this, because animals do like watching you have sex.
They like watching ghosts have sex, apparently.
Well, apparently, yes. Apparently. Who knew? I would just like to say, damn it, to my background song.
You did not put it on the
loop. I did not put it on repeat.
You did not put
it
on the loopy loop.
Luckily, I caught it that time, though.
No Compton.
With the minimum of dead air, hopefully.
You can slide it in there, can't you? No.
No?
You can't? No?
I'm not doing that much work. What are you, crazy? Yeah, I'm putting that kind of editing time into putting this podcast together. No. That's why we record them the way we do.
It's true.
So that they're just done. There's no
post-production.
No post-production shenanigans going on. None.
Should be, though.
No. Yeah. So yeah, are we gonna address what we were doing earlier in the day today?
Yeah.
You want to wait to the next break?
Now we can talk about it.
Do it now.
Do it now. You're doing it live.
Well, we're always doing it live. But MIC is looking over his shoulder. Did you just see ghosts and ghosts having sex?
Possible.
Aw, buddy. Yeah, earlier today here in Springfield, Massachusetts, we had a visit. We had a visit from
a visitor?
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
Not Colonel Sanders.
No.
Not Deion Sanders.
Not that fake-ass Colonel Sanders. But Bernie Sanders
himself
was had a rally down at the former Springfield Civic Center,
mm-hmm.
aka the Mass Mutual Center. It was a packed house.
He had quite the rally.
Yes.
It wasn't
just, hey, there's going to be some people rallying for Bernie Sanders downtown. It was, boom, he filled that sucker.
Yeah.
And
he did not come to town and have a $1,000 dinner.
No.
Fundraiser.
No.
He said, come on through. I'm going to talk to the people.
For free.
For free skis. And give you a sticker and hook you up and give you a little poster.
Yes.
And give you the real man talk.
And now in the background.
Talk he did.
Oh, he talked all right. In the background, we got M. Cody of our sister site, littlefishinc.com, who is readying her wares for the upcoming BingCon, humming the theme song to Curb Your Enthusiasm. Why? Because all three of us could not help but think as we were listening to the inspirational speech of Bernie Sanders. Jeez, this dude sounds a lot like Larry David. Like, I'm sitting there in the midst of the throngs of people,
mm-hmm.
thinking, I'm listening to Larry deliver a political speech. It was crazy.
Larry doing his monologue to Richard Lewis.
It's crazy. I don't know what Larry David's political leanings are. I don't know if he would have the same platform as Bernie Sanders, but he sure the fuck sounds like him. But yeah, he looks a little bit like him too, actually. Sure. Like, you know, but you know, I gotta support someone of the Hebrew persuasion.
It's true.
When they're running for president, can't front.
Bernie needs to drop a pretty good or something like to that. That could have been a poster right there. I gotta keep these ideas in check when he wins the nomination. Rally.
Because all week long we were throwing out, you know, different variations of Feel the Burn.
Feel the Burn.
Burn this mother out. Yeah,
what?
It was pretty much out of control. But I was just happy to see so many folks from around the Pioneer Valley and Western Massachusetts in general.
Yeah,
I
Western
guess
Mass,
people
New
showed
England,
up from all
you know?
From all over the place.
A lot of young folks showing up
and supporting.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
Mr. Sanders and
can't
his
fucking
bid.
Vote.
Yeah,
for
oh,
shit.
There were a bunch of babies there. Who
there
were
was
like Bernie. Bernie.
There was babies there breastfeeding. Bernie's on stage.
I didn't
babies
see that,
breastfeeding.
I missed that somehow.
How'd you miss the breastfeeding?
Yeah, it was
right in your face. He was so into Bernie's message and his,
I was
and his Larry David sounding. He was.
I was enraptured.
Yeah. See, if he was truly Larry David, he would have had a comment about the public breastfeeding.
I think
that's where they sort of like
where they differ.
Yeah.
On breastfeeding, on public displays of bosoms.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, one of the things I was worried about is, you know, like we were talking about when we were going into the facility earlier. was, you know, the voter turnout here in Springfield is often pretty sad.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have a very highly politicized electorate here in Springfield. Being that, you know, Springfield is a mid-sized, you know, post-industrial urban area. You know, we do enjoy a nice sort of mixed ethnicity population, but we're all pretty broke. Like the median income in the city is really low. Have our issues with crime, and we could definitely use some of those jobs Mr. Sanders was talking about during his speech. But it's hard to get folks out and get them motivated and
right
for anything political here,
uh-huh.
Whether it's local, national, what have you. So I was happy to see I did see people you know from my neighborhood there.
Yeah, me too.
Not a ton, but but you know I saw people who I was like, oh okay, all right, they live down the block. And I was happy to see, you know, people walking home.
When I was going back, I saw people walking home.
Right.
To their, you know, from the civic center.
Right.
They didn't commute
So that it wasn't just, you know, people from the outlying areas. People from the city did go and are supporting. Which is good. So, you know, hopefully Bernie's going to come to a town near you. I don't know what direction he's going in. I know tomorrow, which will probably be when I actually upload this podcast, he'll be in Boston, but
holding it down.
Where he's going after that, I have absolutely no idea. But if he comes to your area, if his politics are to your liking, which if they're not,
I mean, even if you're, I'd say go check him out.
Yeah.
See what all the noise is about.
Absolutely.
That's the sort of message that I heard. I wish other folks could have, you know, tuned in. And said, like,
yeah,
hey.
It's hard, man, because, you know, most people are so locked into whatever they're...
Uh-huh. They're just not, like, locked into
anything at all. Yeah.
It's like, who's running for what?
Or, you know, there's a lot of us out here who are very cynical. A lot of people are on some, you know, oh, it doesn't make a difference. So, he's got his work cut out for him.
Uh-huh.
But if today was any indication, the real talk goes a long way.
Word.
And he was talking the real talk. And if anybody appreciates some real talk, it's us. Yeah, it's these two guys.
It's true. Yeah. No, I was wondering what I was gonna see. Like how many people were going to come out?
Yeah, I was really impressed because
was it going to be like a thousand or was it going to be
that
like,
fucking place? So yeah,
that shit was fucking swollen.
Yeah,
I remember reading about him in other areas, like just packing fucking houses, and I'm like, all right.
And I was like, oh, he ain't gonna pack it in Springfield. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, because I can't remember. I went to see when Elizabeth Warren was running. I forget when that was. But I went down to like the little rally they had downtown. Then she was inside. I didn't go see the speeches and shit like that. But it was a decent turnout then. But nothing like this.
No.
This was, I don't know. The kids be loving some Bernie.
But you,
they're fired up.
You raise an interesting topic though, and I couldn't help think of this when I was at the rally today. What if he manages to get Warren as his running mate, assuming he gets the nomination?
that'd be awesome for me. That'd be crazy.
I mean,
politically,
because
that kind of like.
I don't know that I kind of feel like that's gotta happen. That's gotta happen.
I don't know who else could have.
But
the thing is, he's got a lot of folks are aligned with Clinton. Like there was nobody there today. Like who's introducing him? Not Congressman Neal, because those folks are down with Hillary. Like
right.
No, there was like you saw the head of like the Nurses Association, a student, a sophomore at Brandeis,
and an environmental dude. Yes.
Like none of the local politicians were there. Like nobody was there. Even like shaking. Even they weren't even. When Warren came, there were some folks that were there. But when he came, like nobody was there. At least, you know, out front, saying, you know, hey, this is like, you know,
and
Congressman so-and-so.
And people said at the rally that there were more people at this than there were at the Democratic convention when they had the Democratic convention here in Springfield recently. So that says a lot.
Right.
We were feeling the burn. We're definitely still feeling the burn.
Yeah, that was great, man. That was awesome.
The next step is going to be to obtain a "We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn" T-shirt with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
on it.
I gotta go look. Someone's gotta have like a nice poster. I'll cop one of those. I'll have to make one if not.
MIC is always talking about like making stuff. He's always talking about making posters and shirts and stuff.
I don't know about making shirts. It's a little bit more difficult. I suppose an iron-on shirt.
Never happens.
The poster. Yeah. I made posters. We went and did the dog store protest. Made posters for that. So just gotta head on down to the Michaels or wherever and get the discount from Cody.
One thing's for certain.
One thing's for certain.
Yes.
We're going to be making some shirtins.
Don't go to Hobby Lobby. They can take their conservative Christian fundamentalist philosophies and shove them right up their ass.
Yeah.
And on that note,
we're going to go back to the music.
No, we're not going to get political with the music. We're going to keep it smoothed out. With the sounds of Galimatias?
Yes, Galimatias.
Is that how that's pronounced?
Yes.
Can I, featuring Alina Baraz, or Beres, or something, on the clandestine transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com.
If I told you I could give you life, would you leave the boundaries of your mind? I bet you never even knew that there's a universe inside of you. Can I take you back and make it go away? Would you let me be your getaway? No, 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 I bet you never knew there's a universe inside of you. Can I? Would you lose your phase of being lost? I bet you never even knew. I see the universe inside of you. Can I make you feel okay? Would you let me take you to a higher place? No, 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 I bet you never knew. There's a universe inside of you. Can I?
Everything. You are my ocean key. Have you ever been?
back for the third time. In tonight's episode of the Clandestine Transmission, Phil Ketter with MIC and the wonky bass.
Doing the do.
I don't know if we're doing the do. We're definitely not. You know what? We're definitely not doing the do. There's no Mountain Dew in this house.
Not that kind of do.
This is the second week in a row we talked about Mountain Dew.
I was thinking
we had the code red last week.
Oh, shit.
Now we're,
when I got home today from feeling the burn, I,
immediately had to pour some code red on it.
I made a little something to eat and just threw the TV on. I was actually going to watch probably Curb Your Enthusiasm. And, they had, Mountain Dew sponsors like this Dew Tour thing where they go around right. And it's like skateboarding and stuff. And I was like, and every time I see skateboarding on TV, I'm always just like,
Mountain Dew.
Dumbfounded that like skateboarding's on TV. I still get this feeling of like, I can't believe like skateboarding's on Saturday, like Saturday afternoon. Like football's not on, fucking skateboarding's on.
Right.
But then it got into like, you know, but everything's like so sponsored by Mountain Dew and it goes into the whole like, you know. Should it be sponsored, but I'm sitting there going like, you know what? If NASCAR was on, if soccer was on, if football was on, all that sports stuff is all like entertainment and like sponsored by some shit. Like there's if bowling was on, it'd be because bowling's sponsored by like fucking Red Bull. So I'm like, you know what? I'd rather have some skateboarding on than some football. So
yeah, I mean, back in the day, like in the late 70s, my brother was big into skating. I mean, he probably still is in some capacity, but big into skating. You know, it wasn't a thing then. Like, I mean, it was a thing, but it wasn't a thing like it's a thing now.
Yeah, there was, you know, in the 80s, there was a couple magazines and stuff, but I remember ESPN, when ESPN first came out, there was like some California pro-am shit. You used to get the paper, like the Sunday paper would have all the listings of like 24 hours of TV. And there was, I think somebody at school must have saw it in there, but at like 4 a.m. on like a fucking Thursday, they were like showing like this pro-am thing that had like Hassoy and like Tony Hawk and stuff. And I remember I don't know if I programmed the VCR, like I stayed up and like told someone to hit record, but I like it was like the best thing ever that they like showed like actual like skateboarding on TV. It was kind of like trippy, and now like that shit is on like Saturday afternoon, like after the cartoons. It's not all the time now too. This is Mountain Dew and all the other fucking sponsors they have, but you know, hey, I guess it's all good. I guess you could do the do.
The Mountain Dew is not all good. The Mountain Dew is all bad.
I don't know if you want to do the do and then go skate.
Roll a bunch of green.
Yeah, that's probably not the best.
Stuff.
It's probably going to make your bones more brittle and you're going to start absolutely snapping them.
Yeah, no. You don't want that.
No. And that's your Sports Minute with MIC.
Your Sports and Health Minute.
Tune in next week and we're going to talk about something else.
Talk about bowling.
Yeah, no. We could go into like how everything's like super, super sponsored. I saw some like advertising for like some fishing shit. And it's like, yo, it's like all like, it's like NASCAR. Like remember, like NASCAR is like crazy sponsors. A car is sponsored by somebody. It's like, you know, there's like logos all over the place. It's like everything now is like that. Like logos all over the place. So that's how you have to do to get by.
Well, the Clandestine Transmission,
we are not sponsored.
Is sponsored by me. That's it. I am trying to get a logo together.
We need to get some spots. You get a logo together, I will get some sponsors.
We've
together.
Had a really good run with the images of the people shushing.
Yeah.
For the and I have more up my sleeve. Like I've got a nice little file of some that. So
I was thinking of some
that will be ending
October. Monster shushes going on.
I don't know. I don't know what I got, but I got some more up my sleeve. So they won't be ending soon. But I do have a logo design out there in the hands of someone.
Nice.
Outsourced. It should be coming soon.
Don't let us design it.
Well, I don't know. We designed the logo for Urban Alternatives back in the day. Gave that design to Ray, and Ray went to town on it. Mm-hmm. We're capable.
All right.
MIC doesn't look like he feels like we're capable. He is making the illest face right now.
I'll be happy with whatever.
So you will be happy if someone just pours some Mountain Dew on a piece of paper and says, hey, that's the logo.
No, that would suck.
In that last break, you heard three songs in an order, which I do not know what order they're going to be in because I think I'm going to change it in post-production. But you did hear music from Softlit. Softlit has made a previous appearance on the Clandestine Transmission.
Yeah, Softlit, man, love them.
You had mentioned
New York in the house, the
track we played previously was like a little kind of like a disco kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned that they were on some sort of more slow jammy kind of stuff. And this cut, Ocean King, definitely was a little bit more into like a little sexy kind of electronic singing style.
Yeah, yeah. I think I forgot to put that one on one of the past ones we've done. They had a video just come out for that too, so they're sort of gearing. They're on the same label that Shamir came from, that God Mode. So they're sort of gearing up to like put out like a legit like album. Is in the works, so I'm hoping, like, I'm thinking like them and like, you know, I think of someone like Despot. That's all right, they had a legit single out, put a video out, you know, so something will be coming soon from them.
That's good news. You also heard Gala Matias. Let's say that's how you pronounce it, with Can I featuring Alina Baraz. MIC was looking that up on his phone while we were playing the cuts.
Yeah, yo, they got an album called Urban Flora, and it's all shit that sounds like that. So,
which sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good. So yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling the.
Or, you know, we got any location information on those folks?
The sweet sounds. Nah, I think they're from. They're not from Montreal. Who's from Montreal? River's from Montreal.
Which you did also hear in that last break. River, Am I Okay? Featuring Milk and Bone. Not Milkbone, the white rapper from New Jersey.
Where's Milkbone?
Who had a minor hit in the mid-90s, but Milk and Bone.
Where's the Milkbone?
They do say that milk is good for your bones. Bones and teeth. I wouldn't know anything about that because I haven't drank a glass of milk in like...
Me neither.
30 years, say, probably. It's been a long time.
I can't remember the last time I had a
glass of milk.
A glass of milk. I might have had like a chocolate milk when I had my old job.
It's been a long time.
Like, it's been over like 10 years, so possibly.
Yeah. Does quick count?
That's what I mean.
Cody asks. I don't know. Sure, why not?
Well, yeah, you gotta put milk and then, like, a straight. You're talking just straight milk. Nothing in it. No quick. No strawberry quick.
I literally cannot remember the last time I drank a glass of milk. No, that's not happening.
Yeah. Lay off the milk, kids.
Lay off the milk. Lay off the Mountain Dew.
Don't combine the two together ever.
Definitely do not mix Mountain Dew with milk
within 24 hours.
that would be the growth. When Ron Burgundy said milk was a bad idea.
Oh man.
He had never tried milk mixed with Mountain Dew, which is an even worse idea.
Oh shit. Yeah, don't do that.
It'd be terrible.
That's scary.
Oh my, I can't even fathom that. I'm you're giving me nightmares over here with
you
that.
You never had milk and like Coca-Cola together? Yeah, I used to drink that.
What's wrong with you, man?
I was a child and I was crazy.
Listening to Culture Club and drinking milk and Coca-Cola.
Yep. I don't know where I got that from. I was like, let's put some soda in there. It's delicious. taste it right now. Man. And it was horrible.
He is literally washing his mouth out.
I'm gonna have to sip of something. It's coming back to me.
Cleanse palate because of how bad that memory tastes.
Repressed memories of milk and milk soda.
Yeah, don't do that. Wow. As usual, feel free to hit us up on Facebook. Just search for Imagine Nation on Facebook, or better yet, click the link to Facebook on imagination.com. You can also follow Imagine Nation on Twitter. You got two options there. You can either follow the official Imagine Nation Twitter page, which I'm pretty sure is IMAGEYE. All right, it's IMAGEYE. NAYSHUN.
Sure.
Sounds about right. Or you can just follow me on Twitter. I'm El Keter. El Keter Benzadik on the Instagram. MIC's on the Facebook. He probably won't be your friend, but you can still try.
You can still try.
You can also, you're not invisible. You can also, follow Bonjour Nino.
He's done.
The delightful French bulldog owned by MIC.
He's delightful.
See what's going on in his life. What's he doing right now?
Probably that right there. One nap.
Nice.
One nap already.
But the various social media sites are definitely the way to get in contact. If you got anything you want to send my way, our way, want to make contact for whatever reason, want to tell us about your band.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What have you. That's definitely the way to go. As email often finds its way in the trash because of how much goddamn spam winds up in my inbox. But that's probably going to do it for this installment of the Clandestine Transmission. Coming up, since it is October, I want to do like some kind of Halloween themed show.
We can do your occult show.
Play some Halloween
magic,
music.
Magic
play,
Monday
know,
stuff.
Play some of those that Halloween music that we were known to play on on Urban Alternatives back in the day. So something like that's coming up this month at some point.
Might just get it all month long.
Talk about some more spooky stuff. Maybe some more ghost sex. I don't know.
Yeah, that was your interlude to the month of.
Because I know we were also talking about doing the getting in the throwback machine and doing that as well.
Do some throwback. Some spooky dusty creepy grooves.
But I don't. But
of
yeah,
creepy organ.
We'll see. We'll see when that happens. Coming up this month, expect... MIC did just mention Monday Magic. Expect a Halloween-themed Monday Magic every Monday. I'm going to go back to the well for more Season of the Witch cover versions, much like nice. I did last year. But probably I'm going to run out of them this year. So don't expect that next year.
Unless somebody's got some new ones.
A bunch of people do a bunch of ill covers of Season of the Witch between now and then, I think I'm probably going to exhaust my supply of Season of the Witch covers with the four that are going to hit the site this month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on with Imagine Nation. With Halloween, once again... October, what, 20... When is the BingCon, M. Cody?
It's the 24th.
October 24th.
It's a Saturday.
Here in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's a Saturday. BingCon, local Comic-Con, will be in the house. Definitely if you're in the area, the region, stop by. $5 to get in. There's a bunch of... A bunch of vendors, a bunch of comic professionals, people will be in the house as well. There's going to be some cosplay going on. Definitely check that out. BingCon is on Facebook. Search for BingCon. BingCon. They're amongst both Image Eye Nation's friends and my friends. But we definitely like to see you in the place on October 24th. We're going to wrap this up. Got a little bit more music for you coming up. What is going on with this next track, MIC?
What's going on next?
Yes, I'm playing that Erykah Badu song. What's the story? What's the story with this?
All right, so MIC is obsessed. We talked about Drake a number of times, and I think I said like there's like two or three Drake songs. I think like every few years Drake will do a song that I really really like. I think before it was the joint. I can't remember it. But yeah, I think he had a sample. Gil Scott Heron sample with Rihanna was on it. I can't remember the name of the song. Anyway,
I don't listen to Drake.
I was like, yo, this is great. Do more of this. And then he came out. Then this freaking Hotline Bling shit came out. And I was like, yo, this song is fantastic. It's like a simp anthem where dude is like, you know, oh man, now we're not together and you're going out and hanging out. It's not cool. And I was like, oh, dude, this is just too choice. But like, it's got this like Timmy Thomas. Why can't we be together? A little like cha-cha sample sped up in it, and it just sets it off. But there's like now people are doing all these covers. Like Disclosure did a cover with Sam Smith, and Badu did a cover that we're playing next. She like freaks it a little bit. There's like people doing like covers in other languages. It's turned into like this weird. Who's that girl that did the song everyone was doing like a couple like a summer or so ago? It's like one of those songs. It was like taking on.
Are you talking about Call Me Maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like turned into like this like call, because I seen a whole bunch of like parodies this morning that had me dying that I gotta like put up. That are really well done. Because you got a lot of these dudes that do like these vines and like YouTube channels.
Yeah.
And, like,
I'm
some
aware.
Of them are really good.
None of them are really good. Mike.
And some of them are really really bad. I'd say most of them are really really bad. So freaking Drake and his goddamn Hotline Bling.
Now, does this have anything to do with that Jumpman?
Oh, the Jumpman. I haven't listened to that whole album. I downloaded that, but you know, I'm not gonna go into a tirade about Apple and my phone and shit. But I can't like you know sync stuff up as well as I used to.
No.
So I couldn't listen to the.
You can go on that tirade next week.
The future Drake album,
especially since your phone seems to be dying this week.
But
so.
Yeah, no, that's a whole other thing. Where he says Jumpman in one of the tracks, and someone just straight up looped it.
Because
like,
I know you've been
for 45 minutes.
You were all psyched about
like,
that
jump
this week
in,
too.
Jump in. And like you keep, but like this, but like the loop is like done so well, like you don't even know that it is a loop until it gets to like the 50th minute. And you're like, yeah, should probably shut this off now.
But we're not playing that.
No, we are not playing.
And we're not
and
actually.
Drake.
We're not playing Drake
not
at
playing,
all. Actually,
we're not playing so, Drake.
We're
playing Miss Badu, who freaked the shit out of this song, which has like been a super guilty pleasure song of mine for like the past like you know few weeks. And I dug the Disclosure joint, and I was like, all right, this is sweet, cool. And then Badu dropped this one, and I was like. But she didn't do like a little like Call Tyrone in there, which I thought I was like, yes, she's gonna be talking about Call
well,
Tyrone.
The description you're giving me here is sort of reminiscent of the whole Call Tyrone phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah. But word Drake, Drizzy Drake, with the simp anthem, Hotline Bling,
getting the Badu treatment.
Badu, she Baduismed it.
Because the name of the file is Hotline Bling, but you can't use my phone.
Yes, that is the name of the track. That's what she calls it on her SoundCloud. Tyrone, you can call Tyrone, but you can't use her phone.
So that's what we're gonna hear right now.
Word,
taking us out of here for another edition of the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com. From me, El Ketter,
and MIC.
We'll see you again next time. We're out of here.
I know when that hotline bling, that could only you. Got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Boy, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started getting dressed and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some dudes I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell. You learned me nice at night. You used to call me on my cell. You learned me nice at night. I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. Oh, wow.